Welcome to Fuel, a podcast for propelling your leadership journey. I'm Joe Mahalik, the Propel Leadership Development Program Manager. Propel strives to develop leaders who write, speak, and behave consistently with a heart of service. Each month, Fuel gives you up-close and personal access to NAVC thought leaders who have been there, done that, and are ready to tell their stories, ready to invest in you. So whether you're interested in learning what leadership's all about, or you've been a leader for years, we're all on an ongoing professional journey which requires fuel. Welcome to the introduction of the Fuel Podcast. Today I'm speaking with Ms. Diane Koslow, who's been a great supporter of the Propel program and wants to help us launch this format for sharing the leader's journey. All right, so I want to welcome everyone here and welcome you, Ms. Koslow, to the Fuel Podcast. What the truth is that some people might not know who you are or what this podcast is all about. So can we just start by you introducing yourself and just a little bit about the relationship you have to the Propel program?
Definitely. So Diane Koslow, I am the technical director of NSWC Corona Division and one of the NAVC Warfare Center labs. I have been in this position since early 2017, and I've been at Corona Division my entire career of 39 years so far. So why is Propel so important to me, and why do I consider myself a champion of the program? Well, I'll tell you, when I was first a supervisor, we had very poor supervisory training, to the point where we went down to San Diego, which was the region, and they gave us the whole OPM focused training, and we were under demo. It didn't make sense. The systems were different. So to tell you the truth, and it was all compliance driven. There was no leadership. How do you deal with people? And when Propel came along with for first level supervisors with launch, I was just jazzed, because it's not only is it a fabulous program, but it was so critically needed. So, I mean, that's why, I mean, Joe, as you know, I've just been thrilled to support the Propel launch program, and now even more thrilled to support Boost, because I think that program is exactly what we needed for that next level advanced leadership.
Excellent. And so with this new thing that we're doing with this podcast, it's not a formal class. It's really, actually, it's the opposite of formal. It's really informal. And we expect that the audience is going to be, you know, probably some current leaders, but also some folks that are curious about leadership. Maybe they're not in a leadership position and they haven't had an opportunity to connect with folks like you. And so really the intent of Fuel is to be very personal, to be accessible, to share how leadership is really a journey versus a destination. And we've got a number of good speakers in the can, as it were, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But since we're at the beginning of the Fuel Podcast, what do you think is important for our audience?
I think you talked about it a little bit earlier, and it's that personal touch, right? It can't be cold buzzwords. I think it needs to be stories, right? People remember stories, and maybe all people aren't going to resonate on each story, right? But if we, as you pointed out, if you have lots of different leaders, lots of diverse perspectives, lots of different things that people have gone through, and then they tell a personal story, then it's probably going to resonate with a set of people, right? And it's the stories that we remember. It's the feeling that story brought to us, and how we pull out of things in each and everybody's individual lives to connect. That's what's going to make a difference, and that's how you make learning truly impactful in somebody's career. So I think getting to that personal nature is the key.
So you talked a little bit about being a champion. Maybe turn that around a little bit and think about that audience I described. And what do you think they might gain from listening to this podcast, you know, from hearing from NAVC leaders in an environment that's really less formal than an all hands meeting?
Right. Well, you know, I think there's no specific path for anyone to take, you know, to get into leadership or to be a leader, right? It really comes from your soul and being yourself. And I think when you listen to other leaders and some of the journeys that they've been on, it helps people, at least it helps me, it used to always help me to realize that there is no one way to go. And I have to figure out what works for me, for my family, for the career that I want to have, and the life I want to live. And so I think that's what's so important for everybody to understand, is that leadership is not a cookie cutter thing. It's not, hey, I'm going to do checkbox, 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 and all of a sudden I'm a leader. I mean, that's the last thing it is.
Some of the recordings that we've done, we've had a number of different leaders through the organization do podcasts that are going to be coming post this introduction. And although they're still in pre-production, if you were, well, I've heard them all. I've been part of those conversations. And I want to kind of just briefly go over some of those things and maybe get your reaction and excitement or like curiosity about some of that. So we've talked a couple of them. One was really focused on how leadership is about service and how serving your team is actually serving the fleet. Mm-hmm. That's a nice theme. Another one really is talking about culture, one of my favorite topics, and yours too, I know, how leaders really set expectations by their own behavior, how they act, how they treat the other people, and actually sometimes how they don't interact. That also sets mm-hmm. culture. And mm-hmm. he also shares in his podcast, and I guess I can let the cat out of the bag, it's Matt Sermon.
Excellent.
Yeah. And he talks about when he took over leadership in one of his early roles, how a major adverse thing happened and how that was just so challenging for him to lead through it. And what it is he's discussing the Navy Yard shooting. It was very early in his career when that happened. And it impacted him, people on his team very, very closely. And how that adversity, he had to really take a close look at himself before he could turn around and then lead others through that. But some of that grit that he had to bring forward really helped to develop personal resilience and leadership resilience, which then, going back to the culture piece, ended up having that team become a lot more resilient. Mm-hmm. So that's a powerful and interesting discussion. Another one talks about how leading others means you still have to invest in yourself. It's important to invest in others, but you still have to invest in yourself and choose challenge over familiarity. And then there's one where there's a number of folks in the group. I'm sorry, I'm excited about it.
No, I'm excited. just hearing you talk about it.
That's great. And another one where there's actually three different folks that I get to have a conversation with, how they all came together with different personal goals, and they worked on a doctorate program together, and how that taught them that even though they had individual things, how those things can come together under one purpose. And then that really related over to how we as individuals contributing to the mission can roll up to that one purpose, that one NAVC. We talk about one NAVC a lot in kind of these ethereal conversations, and we see it printed, and this conversation really for me brought that to a very personal, real level, knowing that the contributions I'm putting or you're putting or somebody else is putting into the organization, how they roll up and really do connect to that higher level. So and then I know one of the things you and I are going to talk about is the unique rewards of being a leader. So those are some of the things that I think I'm excited about. I'm curious what your reaction is to some of that. And maybe this gets the interest of the audience flowing.
I tell you, just hearing you and the passion of those discussions, I'm excited. And the piece that I took from that is the personal nature of the leaders that are putting forth, right? That humility to be able to just share. Because as a leader, probably the better leaders, right? That we've gone through things that have been hard, and we've had to be resilient, and things aren't always go well. But you stand back up, you brush yourself off, and you just keep moving, and you keep, you know, it's all about that one foot in front of one in front of the other, and I just think that's really, really important. So hearing those topics that you talked about kind of got me excited. And let me tell you, when you talked about one NAVC, I don't know if you saw me sit up, but I have been about one team for my whole career, you know, from my being a, my first division head position, manager of supervisors, and taking branches that were competing and fighting and making them a team, right? And then moving up to the next level of leadership and doing the same thing. And then at the command level and at Warfare Center level with Mr. McCormick, and he was all about one team. So I think that one team piece that Mr. McCormick brought, you know, to us, and all the TDs bought into that, right? And now it's so exciting because I see that across NAVC. And in my career, I didn't always see that across NAVC, but I can walk into the directorates, EDs of the directorates, or the PEOs, or any of the people that work with it, and I feel that. I feel that with our customers, our stakeholders, peers, and everybody is really trying to do the right thing. And it's all about the warfighter, right? And trying to sustain peace, but being ready to defeat in war and then have them come home safe. And that is what I hear everybody focused on. And when you're focused and aligned on something, then all the pettiness and competitiveness goes away and you really focus on that one important critical thing. So I think I probably got a little bit off mark there, but listening to what you were talking about with all of the other leaders' topics, you know, and talking about one team, it's just so important.
So tying all of this together, kind of give me your last thoughts about this Fuel podcast and really Propel in general.
Hey, Joe, even the name, I mean, if you think about Propel, and we have, you know, launch, boost, and now fuel, right? The fuel that energizes each and one of us. And I think the coolness about the podcast and about fuel is that it can be reached to a broader number of people, right? And they can rewatch. I mean, a podcast is a product that can be pulled off the shelf. And so you're not just hitting that 25 individuals in a particular course. So I think fuel should hit another segment of our workforce and really help to build that leadership skill set that we're really trying to support within the NAVC community. So, and the Navy community. I won't even say just NAVC, right? Because this stuff is good stuff and it can go wherever it needs to go.
Thank you for joining this episode of the Fuel Podcast, brought to you by NAVC's Propel Leadership Development Program. For more information about Propel, visit the Propel Wiki page. Thanks for adding fuel to propel your journey.